Yeah. You want to push them?
Yeah, I'll ask you the questions.
Then I should.
Then you do the class after?
Class.
Okay.
Please tell me, you can tell us how you first met Shiva Prabhupada and any other circumstances that you may have met him, and perhaps any characteristics of a pure devotee that he may have exhibited at some time.
प्रभुपाद जी से पहली बार स्वामी महाराज जी से आपकी मुलाकात कब हुई और वो शुद्ध भक्ति इसके संबंध में क्या क्या लक्षण आपने उनके अनुभव किए वो सब बातें
फर्स्ट आई मेट हिम '46 and '47 in Calcutta. I used to always travel and serve Gurudev personally. So we have Imat Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta. When Guruji used to come to Calcutta, and if he was in Calcutta, then he used to see my Gurudev, because they were bosom friends. Also both were the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. From beginning, about 22, he met to Srila Prabhupada. And about 4 years before, our Guru Maharaj, in 1918, he took initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he was elder Guru brother of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji. So they were, from there, they were bosom friends. When there was something problem in Gaudiya mission, in 39-40 Guru Maharaj went to Prayag, Allahabad, in the house of Swamiji. At that time he was there, and he has a very good medical shop there, and he was a very renowned person. Guru Maharaj, about 5-6 months he was with him, both, discussing so many things. After that, 1941, our Gurudev established Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta, and he came there, Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji. At that time he was Abhay Charanad Bhakti. After that, I joined Math in 46, and perhaps at the same time or 1 month, 2 months after, I went to Calcutta and Swamiji came there, not renounced order then. He was very, I served him because of I was the personal servant of my Gurudev. So he was so pleased to see my service to Gurudev. And he asked some questions and I replied so well that he became so much pleased to me. And he told, what is your name, from where you have joined here. And thus I used to serve him. After that, in 53, our Guru Maharaj started 2 papers, one Hindi, Sri Bhagavat Patrika, and another Gaudiya Patrika. Gaudiya Patrika was in Bengali language, and Srimad Bhagavat in Hindi. Guru Maharaj requested him to be the Auditor General in both patrikas, the
journals.
Journals. He accepted and he began to give articles, so good articles, especially regarding Gita from beginning to last. And he used to write so many good articles, like one Murgi Mission. Murgi Mission means hen, hen mani Murgi. And Mission mani Mission, Murgi Mission, hen Mission. Those who are called, so religious persons, and they take the place of Murgis, hens, even cows also. They have no pity or anything, no mercy at all. They take place of all the animals. And they even think that we are religious. We know Vedanta. So this is Murgi Mission. He wrote so marvelously that all were praising him. Our Guru Maharaj told that he used to try to give also articles like this to reform religious sanstha,
institutions.
Those who are not actually following Krishna, Vedanta, Vyasadeva, really they are not religious person. Especially he wrote about Mayavadis in Gita. Those who think that possession and possession are the same of Krishna, they are Vaishnava. But those who feel like this, that possession, the body of Krishna and Krishna is some different. They are Mayavadi and they don't know any meaning of Gita. And it was also a unka viruddha mein likha gaya.
Against
Indian president, so learned doctor
Sarvapalli
Radhakrishna. He was so learned in Western countries also. He was famous for philosophy. But he wrote that Krishna is not that Krishna. His body was another thing and the spirit and soul of Krishna was another thing. So he wrote against him very strongly with the Vedanta Darshan, Upanishad, Gita especially and Srimad Bhagavat. Anywhere it has not written. Krishna, soul, Krishna body, possessi and possession, everything, same thing. He is Satchidananda. And one copy was sent from Mathura to that Radhakrishnan Palli and to all the learned persons of Sanskrit, Indian Council,
Parliament.
He did not reply. They cannot reply. They cannot reply. Mayavad is against Bhaktivad. But also, there are so many arguments, it will take time. I read these, all the articles, and I used to translate in Hindi. Sometimes he used to give in Bengali, and I used to translate in Hindi, and sometimes he meeting me. Very close relations with him. Then, he also wrote so many prabandhas, articles, especially on logic and Vedanta, Upanishad and Gita. So I knew him, very good person, solid, and a strong philosophy. He had not gone to colleges for learning Sanskrit or Gita or Vedanta. He was inborn philosopher. He was inborn a very good bhakta. He was Mahabhagavat. But he plays the role of Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, to give help to others, to give initiation or all this. Uttam Adhikari does not give any initiation to anyone. He thinks that all are Mahabhagavat, serving to Krishna always. So he was in this position, but I realized by his words, by his association in Mathura, he came in 58 perhaps or 59. I used to cook for him. I used to help him in so many ways. I used to give so many books from my library. At that time he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, and after some time he went to Delhi and published 3 volumes of 1st, 2nd and 3rd canto. And these 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita he took and he came to Western countries. No piles, nothing, no farthing. So in 1955, he lived in Mathura Math for more than 4 or 5 months. So Delhi, we used to be in classes. He used to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Upakhyan, Chitraketu Upakhyan, Damodar Upakhyan, and all others. Kapil Devhuti, and word by word he used to translate and tell to me. Very learned persons of Mathura were attracted by this. So at that time he used to tell me that you should do kirtan. I used to do kirtan so beautifully. At that time my sound was so good. Now my sound has been rejected. I cannot sing. But at that time, I used to beautifully do kirtan. In whole Gaudiya mission, I was so much famous for kirtan and dancing. So he used to tell me. And he used to play on mridanga. He was very much fond of good sweet of Mathura, peda. He used to tell me that, oh, bring peda. I used to bring him peda. And we used to discuss all these things. I think that now in ISKCON, what he has established and they have preached everywhere. These dialogues and what we used to
discuss.
Now in ISKCON. I was so many years with him, Vrindavan, after that. Delhi, I was with him. When he went to America, New York, 65, at that time he requested me that you should come with me. I'm alone and I will have to do something there. So you should come. I told that my Guruji is here, I am serving him. When he will return to Bengal, I may come. He told me, very good, you should serve your Gurudev, but when you have chance, you should certainly come and join me. I told that, yes, I will come. After that I sent all the books. He has old Gita, Ramanuj Bhashya, Shankar Bhashya, Sridhar Bhashya, all other bhashas.
All books are here, Los Angeles temple.
And all books are, I saw that in Los Angeles
temple.
Temple, it has been kept. Not all, but some of them are there. I sent him mridanga, I sent him kartal so many, I sent him vigraha, Sri Vigraha Radha Krishna. And also 10 kilos of peda. You present usually in 1 month, second month, third month. Very sweet. I brought here, but it is finished now.
No, they forget in Houston.
Oh, they have forgot in Houston. We have 5 or 6 kilos, more than that peda that I wanted to give everyone where I will go, and in the memory of Swamiji. But I could not. After that he went, returned to India, and first disciple Kirtananand was with him. And Achyutanand, perhaps you know, first he sent to him. And as the first man of India, alone perhaps, to see Swamiji in the airport in Delhi. And then we came to Radha Krishna temple in Delhi, and I with them lived there. And Swamiji used to tell me that I am not feeling well, I am tired, so go with Kirtananda and Achyutananda to Delhi, some persons, and they, in their home, you will have to give lectures there. I did so. From there, after he came to Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple, I served there so much, from Mathura coming, going sometimes. So much things in discusses about Vedanta, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha Damodar, are part of the our principles. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world? What was his mission? His mission, what is his mission? He used to tell that he has come to preach name and dharma. He has come to test the Radhika's mood. Anarpita charim chirat karunya vatarana karo. Very deep association was there. So high class of. He used to speak. So he used to love me so much. After that, he again came to Western countries. And when he returned in last, I remember one thing more, that when our Gurudev disappeared from this world, I sent a message to Swamiji. Perhaps he was in Los Angeles or there, I cannot.
Seattle,
Washington.
In Washington, yeah. And when he received this, at once he replied me, as if he was writing and weeping. He wrote me that I am so much worried for this. And he wrote a slok. And he told that if Raghunath was waiting for his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami and all others, I am feeling like this. He wrote this. Kutuki Sanatana Goswami Pranamantra. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya Pāyan Manu Bhiksu Mandam Kripam Budirija Paradukha Dukhi Sri Keshav Goswami
Tang Saranam
Saranam Gacchan. Like this. That I was not in mood to take renounce order. I was fearing so much, though our family and everything has rejected me, penniless person, but I was not ready to take sannyas and to fulfill my Gurudev's order that go to Western countries and to preach there, my mission. But Pujyapad Kesava Maharaj, he gave me sannyas renounce order. You will have to take. And he told me that this is the Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. Renounce order is not a play, but it chants the life, whole life, as a gopi bhav, the mantra of this thing. Renounce order. Gopi bhav. I am taking gopi bhav. So someone tells that he was the only friend to Krishna. But I strongly oppose this and tell that his mantra was gopi mantra. And he has taken Gopal mantra, those who are initiated second, then they can know what is the Gopal mantra. Because without Gopal mantra, anyone can have the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted to give in his mission. So I know strongly, and I have read him face to face by hearing his lectures and all these things, that he has come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also this was the mood of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, and Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur both. They are parikar of Krishna and Mahaprabhu both. Parikar?
Associates.
They are not of this world. So he has not come only to dharma samsthapanaya phaya. He has not come for this. Only to give name Harina. It was not the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was the mission of Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, taking the mood of Srimati Radhika, he preaches through Hari name Prem. And that Prem he wanted to give to Jivas, souls. So the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, and the mission of the Rupa and Raghunath is the of Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, later on, Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur and
Narottam Swamana Srinivas
Srinivas Acharya, later on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So he came to Western countries only to give their missions. He had done nothing new he had done. He had given what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to. Only their missions and Rupa Goswami's mission. He had not written any free books. He has translated Gita. He has given purports. He has purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad, so many things. So you should know that he has given also the names of from Brahma to Vyas, Narad, Suk, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So he was not out of our line Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was Gaudiya Vaishnava. First Gaudiya mission, Gaudiya Mat. Gaudiya Mat and Gaudiya Vaishnava. In the line of our disciplic orders. So we should not try to cut that link. If anyone now, some are doing like so, but it is due to ignorance. They should not try to do it. They should not try to cut him and founder of one only
sampradaya.
He was in Rupanuga Vaishnava Dhara. He has not created anything else, any Anu. But we can tell something that his line in Western countries. But always joined with that. We should also know that at first he has ploughed and made the barren land into cultivated land and so fertilized. No? He had given some seeds, but seeds will never be in the same. They should sprout, they should grow up, and they will give sweet fruits. We should not see that seed will be the seed. We should not go and increase our devotional activities. Krishna consciousness not in the third class Vaishnavism. Krishna consciousness was established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Not that in 100 years we will be the same like seed. We will not be qualified. This is ignorance. We will have to go deep in the philosophy of Prem's philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, it will be told that anyone has never knew or seen Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So, he has written everything in books which he cannot give at that time, could not give. But now, he is not dead. Those who think that he is dead, they are dead. He cannot die. He is always giving inspirations to the whole world. So we should know that he is still alive, giving inspiration. Now, if we will serve him and we will see the books, we will think, oh, quite new meaning. Then we can know and we will be qualified. We should associate, I learned from him, that we should associate with more bona fide and advanced devotees. We should honor. We should see that all are in one family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. If you are not thinking, then we are not at all a devotee. We cannot be bhakta. So we should think that we are on the one family. And there are so many shakhas, hands. He has thousand and thousand hands. So we should honor all hands. Those who were chanting name, I have heard him. He used to tell this. Those who were chanting name without initiation, they should be honored also. Those who were taking initiation and they are chanting, they should be more honored. And those who are Mahabhagavatam, they should be served. And all means. These are the teachings. He has written all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam translation. We should know what is Rasa Siddhanta, what is Bhakti and what is Bhakti Rasa. We should know all these things. First we should read Gita, his purpose. It is clear that we are not this physical body. In physical body, you can find ego. Oh, I am so learned. I am bona fide Vaishnava. And in this physical body, we have anger, envy.
Yes.
Envy. To insult others, not to behave good behavior and honor for their god brothers, elder, always taking their legs and dragging towards sea. So these are in physical body, we should go out of that. That's when we know ego, lust and all these things. No anartha and no
offenses.
Then we will be a true devotee. Where we are seeing attachment, so much attachment to worldly things, requirements and we require so much and also attracted to worldly things, wealth, women and
reputation.
Pratishtha. Fame, name, fame.
Yeah. Then we should think there is some hole. They are not Vaishnava. They should be Vaishnava. So I think and pray those who are initiated from him, they should be very broad-minded. They think that I am not their god brothers. But really I know that I am the first disciple of Swamiji when ISKCON was not founded. There are two kinds of disciples, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. Both same. Both the same. Sometimes Shiksha Guru becomes more superior. Sometimes Diksha Guru may superior. But without Shiksha, we cannot know Diksha Guru. Sometimes. Because he is very, very friendly and visible. Their bosom friend. Diksha Guru should be respected so much. So we can fear something. But Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, all like friends sitting on the one cot, palanka. I used to sit him, Swamiji, on the same bed, same asana, and when at last I went there in Vrindavan to see him. She took my hands. In the night she left this world, and in evening I went, he took my hands in his hands, and he told that, you should sit here. I did pranam and sat on the other chair. He told that I have bought so many disciples, but they don't know any more things. You should try to help them. And especially my samadhi should be given by your hand. I want this. Tears came in his eyes when he was ordering all these things. I told that you are my Shiksha Guru. Though you are and myself are friends, but I always behave you like my Shiksha Guru. I will surely carry your all orders and try to say word by word. But later by later. And I followed. Then I told all the disciples, especially on GBC's members, I told that you should not think that Swamiji is going to die. You should think that he has some missions. He has went in Western countries. So, after his going, you will be united and try to honor each other. And this more spread, you should get this mission, his mission to the countries and to the peoples where he could not go. Don't check it. It is the most high level of his following his orders. So you should try all with a very broad minded and don't try to control anyone. You can control only by sneha, prem, love, affection. By orders you can control even not an ant but two. So try to, don't try to tell anyone that go out of his home. Those who are there, you should embrace them. Swami Maharaj called, oh come on and hear Narayan Maharaj what he is saying. All was recorded there. And the night he went on. We came from Mathura, so many devotees. And we did Nagar Sankirtan. I was also on the front with Kirtan. And after that we came and I gave him Samadhi with my own hands, with Vedic mantra and Vedic everything, and then Viras Sabhavas done there. All the renowned persons of Vrindavan, Babaji and all, of four sampradaya came there. And I sabko regulate kiya,
manage
everything. And I told that he should speak. And I honored all what he has given me in writings, that give what you like you should give to Radha Damodar temple and all others temples, to their guru brothers, for Mathura Math also, all I paid all and did. So I think that I have served him, I was his shishya. Anyone has not right to take my this, what?
Position, right.
Rights, and to cut my rights. Then he tell that you cannot come to my temple. I think the temple is not there, the temple is to Swamiji. So anyone, whether initiated, not initiated, they can go to Mandir and to see they are all rights, anyone can cut this right. So I pray them to be generous also. To whom? To their disciples. That they should be generous. And try to love affection to all each other. As Swamiji brought all the persons in his shape, we should also try to love all and to spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and the mission of Swami. Thus.
One question, Maharaj. Of all the qualities that Srila Prabhupada exhibited as of a pure devotee in the Charya, is there any one that stands out in your mind?
What?
स्वामी महाराज जी के बहुत सारे विशेष गुण थे शुद्ध भक्ति के, तो आप किसी एक लक्षण के बारे में बताना चाहेंगे, उनके बहुत गुण थे, किसी एक गुण का वर्णन जो आपको बहुत अच्छा लगा?
The symptom of Gurudev has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita both. I saw these symptoms in him. तद् विज्ञानार्थं स गुरु मे अवतीत गच्छेत समत् प्राणी श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठम्. And another shloka in Bhagavatam. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanya upasamashayam. In this shloka, we see that the symptom of Gurudev, the lakshana of Gurudev, is that he will have to know Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He should be Siddhanta Ved, so that he can kisi ke sandeh ko dur kar sakte.
He can clear the doubt.
Clear the doubt of anyone.
He can clear all the doubts of disciples. I know that he was so much qualified in this. He knows everything he knew. He was perfect in this. Secondly, he should be disassociated from worldly things. I know that everything has left himself, his wife's children, and he has no attachment with worlds. I have seen this. I have realized. He has some attachment to those who were towards Krishna. So much attachment. And the Guru should have realization of his Ishtadev, Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone cannot preach without any realization. If he is not practicing and he has no realization, then his all words will go away like air. Anyone cannot follow him truly. So, I have realized this, that anyone, disciple, or anyone who came to him, they were overpowered by him. He conquered their hearts with love and affection. Without realization of Krishna, anyone cannot do. In Gita, it has been told, Tad Vidhi Panipatena Praprasnena Sevaya Upadechantite Jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshina. Who is Tattva Darshi? We know all the Siddhants of all the Ved Upanishad Shastra. You should go to him. Panipatena Paniprasnena Sevaya. Pranipat means Pariprasne. Again, questioning, very honorably and serving. I have seen that he went to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and how he accepted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his Gurudev.